This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Fentanyl deaths in Colorado are rising faster than in most other states. Many overdoses happen when other drugs are laced with the potentially deadly synthetic opioid. At a Red Rocks concert, 27-year-old Jenna Canning from Denver says she doesn't use drugs.
Just like people who do coke or something, which you think isn't, you know, that serious, and then they die because it has fentanyl in it.
Staff from a Colorado recovery center volunteered to test the drugs of concertgoers at Red Rocks. Some drugs tested positive for fentanyl. A Nebraska man pleaded guilty last week to posting several threats on an Instagram page associated with an election official in Colorado. Travis Ford of Lincoln, Nebraska, posted the threats in August of 2021. The Colorado official he threatened was not identified by authorities. Colorado's primary elections are about a week away, and for some of the races, the final campaign cash numbers are in. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In the GOP Senate primary, businessman Joe O'Day has about $1 million on hand. He got a boost by loaning himself $500,000. His opponent, state lawmaker Ron Hanks, has about $20,000 in the bank. But the man they want to challenge, incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett, dwarfs both with an almost $7 million war chest. In the state's new 8th congressional district, the lone Democratic candidate, State Representative Yadira Caraveo, has the most money on hand going into the primary, about twice as much as the top-raising Republican, Thornton Mayor Jan Coleman. And in the 3rd congressional district, Republican Lauren Boebert goes into her primary with a whopping $2 million. Her challenger, Don Corum, has just over $100,000 to spend in these final weeks. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's much more about the candidates and a voter's guide to Colorado's primaries at CPR.org. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today near 90, then a little cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.